All right. We're up to daf. We're up to daf Yud Gimel on the base. Let's review a few of the Let's start with Rav Amar. Okay, we're in the middle, but it's all a good Chazar. Ari likes a little Chazar. Even he learned it today.
Chazar is the best thing. You just getting guttled. It's the best thing. Chazar.
Right.
Chazar.
Rav, second wide line. Rav Amar.
Yes.
Rav Amar. Asher be like Tolof Kli. I will apply the eight like in the mace. Okay, so he's saying a new machleik shana bekiva in the Mishnah bekiva. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yishmael says that there's going to be a chiluf malchus even for misa, even for lois. I say where there's misa, and Rabbi Yishmael says no. The only time there's going to be chiluf malchus only when there's a has only by kares. But if a person was warned malchus by the case of misa, then there is no malchus. So he's saying now a new hezbel machleikus Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva. So he says
well. Wait. So what's when do they get malchus if they don't get misa?
Machleikus in the Mishnah. The Mishnah at the face value. The Machleikus Tanoim, not the Mishnah. The Machleikus Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva says, if you want a person who's about to kill, Reuven is about to kill Shimon, he says, Reuven, don't kill me. If you kill me, two things are going to happen to you. Number one, you're going to get killed.
And
number two, you get Malchus also. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you get both. You get Malchus and you get Misa. So Misa Richter. They're going to give him Malchus first, and then they're going to give him Misa.
Says, come live
Rabbi Akiva,
is that the swear?
No. Mishum, that was yesterday's daf. We don't, it's because different reasons. The whole list of reasons.
Why is it Kamlai Bidravine? Is only Mamon and Malchus. This is Malchus, no?
Mamon together. What are the two punishments? Kamlai Bidravine.
Right, both of them. We haven't both of them.
No, you have no Mamon here. There's no Mamon here.
Yeah.
No Mamon over here.
You said Mamon and Malchus?
Then you say Kamlai Bidravine.
Never Misa and Malchus.
But also. But not Misa and Malchus. And not Kares and Malchus.
Okay.
By Kares and Malchus, you get both.
Okay, only
Misa Malchus
only,
get both.
Okay.
You only apply the principle Kamlai Bidravine when it's going to be one of the two is going to be Mamon.
Yeah.
And the other is going to be corporeal punishment. Is that the right word?
Corporal.
Corporal?
Corporal.
Corporal punishment. Corporal punishment. Corporal. Like a corporal, an army.
Yeah.
A corporal punishment.
You never do that?
No.
Oh, differently, I believe.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, funny way to spell high school corporals. Funny way to spell corporals.
With an E-A.
Guys, how does he know all this stuff?
He went to the table in English about.
You learn Torah, you know everything.
Right.
You know Torah, you know Alts. Torah is called Alts.
My uncle,
corporal.
As a kid, he says at night, I had nothing to read. He studied the dictionary.
Very good. What do? We watch television.
Professor Sean.
Hey.
Wash dishes.
I am much gayer.
Wash dishes. Television.
That's cut time.
Weiter, Rav Amar, what?
Gilgamesh.
The ship sets. The ship set. What are they?
No.
Gilgamesh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Weiter, Rav Amar, Ashubes. Now we have a new Hezel Machlekes. Rav says Ashubes look closely, look at the end like a mice. If they warn the person, new Machlekes now, new Hezel. They warn this person, you need killed. Reuven, do not go and kill Shimon because if you kill Reuven, you're gonna get killed. Everyone now in this approach learns that there's no such thing as getting two punishments. Okay, we're going to say Kamle B'Dabine, we're going to say Kedim Shosai, Mishu Mish Achas, Vietim Chai, Mishu Mish Shoy. Everyone is going to agree now that it is impossible for a person to get Misa and Malchus. It is impossible to get Kores and Malchus. Got it?
Yeah.
You cannot, according to the Rava. This is unique to Rava.
Rava is the only one who holds it.
The Hail Kudav, only one says this. So what is Machlis the Rabbi Shulam, Machlis the Brais, Rabbi Shulam, Rabbi Akiva, keep Ligid the Ashbel and Malchus. Reuven is about to kill Shimon, and the witnesses say, do not kill Shimon, if you kill Shimon, you get Malchus. They don't say one peep about Misa.
Or they didn't have a chance before he killed
him. Okay, fine. The only thing was they warned him, do not do this, because if you do this, you're going to suffer Malchus Arboim.
Mm-hmm.
So Shalom hears, but that's not what the law. The Torah gives a loisa, say, the Torah's loisa, say, it's a law. Shnitin, Le'asharas, Misas, Bezdin. The Torah's law is an ashara for Bezdin, for Misas, Bezdin. So can we say, even though the Torah's law was ashara for Misas, Bezdin, if you go and you warn him for Malchus, they will still be Malchus. So that's Nachlis. Keep leaving with the Malchus. Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel holds. Lav, Shnitin, Le'asharas, Misas, Bezdin. Loikin, Olav. it's good enough. You do indeed get malchus. Got it.
Yep.
Rabbi Akiva Saba cannot be loved. Shtidl Masoris Mitzvahs Bezin ain't like in a love. You cannot get malchus. Okay, so therefore, that's what he holds, and that's why he holds that if they warn him for malchus, there is no malchus, and if they didn't warn for misa, there's no misa. Nothing happens.
Nothing
going on. Whatever, yeah, but it's not going to get in bezin. Now, according to the logic of Rabbi Akiva,
you just said, but there is no vort of kamli binari bechlal. The whole mitzvah doesn't exist.
That's nichlal. Look at the shasai. Look at the shasai. Mishum risha achas. Atam chaviyat b'chaim. Mishum shem shoyas.
What's the difference between that and
kamli binari? Is that the bezin would give you punishments? Bezin would when a person that the nafka means when the person does two different averos, that's the nafka mina. Kamle b'derava mina is when the person does two separate averos. He kills and he also robs the bank. At the same time, the way he kills, he told you he did two different averos. So then we only can give you for the two different averos, we give you for the more chametik avera. Here you're doing one avera. You're doing one avera, and this one avera is koilel malkois and misa. So kam lebed rabbi is never really relevant to our discussion. Kam lebed rabbi is relevant to the discussion when you did two separate averos, the vasachas. So then you get one, not the other. But over here we're not discussing two separate. You did one. I'm a simple man. I'm the old fashioned type.
You only do one.
Only one avera. I murdered a guy. So I did one avera.
So
Shaila is, can they give me malkus and misa? Old-fashioned, one avera. So the chiddush is, so the more saying now that we're not discussed. If the emes even holds, no, you only get one. Why? Because of a nayidin, not kalim rabbi, because of the concept of today v'shasayachah. The new din over here is, let's say they didn't give hashra for misa, they gave hashra for malchus. Hashra for malchus, so they get malchus. Rabbi Kiva says yes, because even though it's a lav shenitin lasharis misas bezin, if the witnesses choose to use this for malchus, kuzun tehed, you get malchus. Good. Rabbi Akiva says, nein, can't do that. Allah, shnitin le'asharis mitzvahs bezin, there is no malchus. In fact, the Gemara quote Rabbi Akiva's logic, so it should come out that when they, let's say this case of Karis, the whole long list of the Mishnah we learned yesterday, you learned the Mishnah yesterday, Karis, all the case of Karis, all the Chavik Knesses. So, this the lav, shnitan le Karis, how then can Rabbi Akiva ever have hechatim, so we're going to get malchus?
He says he holds that. Who says he's lav, shnitan le'asharis, Karis, and like him?
Because the Gemara assumes that if he holds love, shnitin lasharis misas bezin ain't loikin. No, it's the same svara.
No, because then he gets misa. There's something happens to him in this
so
world.
So karis is karis. It's the same zach. The Torah's words were addressing misa.
I try. Let's go right there.
So the what we were saying is Rabbi Akiva, Lav Shenitan Lasaras Karesu, and for the Gemara of Mordechai, Rav Ashi. Over here it's Mamish Mordechai is poor Mizar on the corner, Chaydish Kislev, Rav Ashi, Hachem Rabbi Meagronia, Mishmeidur of a Chayve Kresois, Lotzrich Yasra. Now here's the Pshat in the Gemara, okay? It's a Tiv Pshat. When the Gemara, when the Torah warned, don't do an Avera for the Chayv Karis, that Torah was not for Karis. Because the truth is, because Karis, anyway, you don't get in this world. Karis, anyway, is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mele, the Lois HaSeh in the Torah is not even addressing the Karis. The Lois HaSeh is addressing the Malkus. Beish, learned by Misas Bezdin. Bezdin is going to do something. They're going to kill a person. So the other one says, "Don't do it." The Lois HaSeh is directed towards the Bezdin because the Bezdin they have a tafkid in this pasuk. But when it comes to Karis, Bezdin is off the hook. They're not involved. So why then did the Torah go through the effort to write a Lois HaSeh? It's so that if they warn him for Malkos, he gets Malkos. Exactly like the Helika of Marcus Lehman said. What he vataish is how can you give me the case of nothing as Karis to the case of Mrs. Bezin? There's a fundamental difference. Mrs. Bezin has a tafkid. When it comes to Karis, there's no tafkid. I mean, the whole purpose of the Lois HaSeh is for the Malkus.
Thank you for making me look good. Vaita.
Got it? Good. Vaita, Chai Vekreisos, what's the proof? What is the proof to this? What's the proof to this? Chai Vekreisos, I'm sorry.
Right, you don't need
to. I'll prove it to you. What's the proof? The proof is Pesach, Umilo, Anash, Afa, Pishla, Hizer. Pesach, Umilo, there's no Ashara. Nowhere does it say in the Torah, watch out. Make sure that you don't forget to be Karis. Pesach, make sure you don't forget to be Smila. And yet the halacha there is Karis. There's Karis, and there's no Ashara. So what do you see? You do not need an Ashara to be Chayav Karis. So you do not need an Ashara to be Chayav Karis. So why then the Torah write the Ashara all the other cases of Chayav Karis? It must be for Malkos. That's what became Chayav Malkos. The Gemara says it's not correct. You need the Ashara, the Dilma Ashara, the Karbon. you need the Asar to be chayv a carbon. That if a person b'shoigeg does the chayv a kresus, he brings a carbon. So therefore, the you have no answer. The question has been reinstated. The Asar.
Meretz, you need two Asaras for
shoigeg
and mezid. You need two Asaras for shoigeg and mezid.
No, okay, good kasha. But the Gemara at this point seems to say by the other places you want is enough.
Every Asar in the Shabbos, every Asar is for shoigeg and mezid.
Okay, I hear your question, but the Gemara is saying it's a chilik, it's not a chalik. There's one Asar. The Ashara is for carbon. The male of the Ashara is occupied. It's occupied. Male, it's not available to teach me Malkois. So the question now has been reinstated. It's an Ashara, Shinitin le carbon. It's not available to teach you Malkois. So the fact that so how then does Rabbi Kiva know that you're going to comes to Karis? The Gemara says, no, you got it wrong. No, it's not true. The Ashara is not coming for carbon. The Ashara is coming for Malkus. And the proof, the only reason why he wants it's coming, what was it coming for? Was coming for carbon? No, because the reason why you don't need an Ashara for a carbon. Oh, what about Pesach Mila? The reason why Pesach Mila there is no carbon is because Pesach Mila is an assay. It's an assay. You only bring a carbon for a lois assay. You don't bring a carbon for what was the whole proof? The lav is occupied. For what? For carbon. What's the proof? Because Pesach, Mila, there is no carbon. When you don't do it, doesn't exist, and there's no Ashara. So you see, the Ashara is tied to carbon. No! The Ashara has nothing to do with carbon. The reason why Pesach, Mila, there is no carbon is because they're fundamentally different in this that they are a mitzvah saseh.
So what's the Havamina then to say that you need the Ashara, the carbon? There is no carbon. What's the Havamina?
That was the most Raya. That was the most whole purpose. That was the most Raya. Exactly the point the Gemara made. The most excellent. The Gemara said the Ashara is not coming for Malkus.
Right.
It's coming for carbon.
Right.
How do I know it's coming for carbon? Because there is no Ashara by Misa, Pesach, Mila. There is no Ashara. There is no Ashara. And there is no carbon. So there's no carbon there, and there's no Ashara. Everywhere else there is an Ashara, and there is a carbon. So what do you see? You see the Ashara is coming for the carbon. Because Pesach, there is no carbon. No! Pesach, you know why there's no carbon? It's because the mitzvah asay. So the Ashara has nothing to do with carbon. And there an asay, that's why there is no carbon. So why in the Torah write an Ashara? You know why we wrote an Ashara? Malkus. For Malkus. The Gemara is chosam love hainu time. Elam Meshul is the itakash kolat Torah kulo gavus kuchavim. The whole Torah is going to be done with the Zara. Ma'av is kuchavim shavi al tas. Torah says to you, don't do avodah Zara. Don't do it. Don't worship idols. Don't. Don't do it. Don't do it. I've called, and if you do b'shoyi, then you're going to become chadas. I've called shavi al tasi. Le'afuk yichon dukum yatsi. Bris mila niskalsa ha'atara. And Karim Pesach, This is an assay. That is why there is no carbon. Mimela the Ashara of all the Asharas is for Malkois. So Rabbi Akiva has been reinstated. We have restored Rabbi Akiva to his former glory. May now be for us schus yagin aleinu. We have reinstated you to
this
guy. He's right here. Don't you see? He's a ghost.
And Rabbi Shmuel is only talking about this. Rabbi Shmuel about this. It gets cursed.
If he would know, the brachos would have gone tonight. They would mamish come from Mikotz Lakasa.
Rabbi Shmuel is nothing to talk about. Rabbi Shmuel about the holds.
Rabbi Shmuel holds. It doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Shmuel holds. It doesn't make a difference. It's a lav. Shnitin las faris mizas bezin.
It's a sorting over here.
Vayit a new Gemara. Rinamar. La'olam kamei meikar. Let's go back to which lens. Where's which lens? What's mishum nishasai? Mishum rish achas adam chaviyad b'chaim v'chom mishum rishai. So it's more as kasha. That's what it comes to. Going back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva machalik between Misas Bezdin and Misas Bezdin and Karis? So what was the original answer? Mishum rishasai. Rish achas v'yad b'chaim v'chom mishum rishai. When it comes to Misas Bezdin, so therefore you only get one or two. So suppose the kash. When it comes to Karis, Zel Bezach, you're getting Karis and Malkus. It's not fair. Ze lo fair to get Karius and Malchus. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Because the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara says, "Tachas the kasha." Let's try to find a better answer. Let's go back. We like that answer. Sometimes it's good to go back to the old answers. Could Darina make Kara? Sheim also teshuva bezin shal ma'ila ma'ichlem lohem. So what was the Gemara's kasha over there? There's a kasha sheim also teshuva bezin shal ma'ila ma'ichlem lohem. So like we said, so why those only going to get one misa, only one punishment, not two punishments. Why was that not a good answer? That was the answer. The answer was the reason why we give Malkis by Kares is because the person can do teshuvah. A person is chayv Kares and Malkis. So what did Rabbi Akiva say? There's only one punishment. Why is there only one punishment? Because he did teshuvah. He did teshuvah, the Kares falls away. So he's only getting Malkis. Now why did we not like that answer? My Amarta. What did you say to shlug up that answer? Holo of a teshuvah. He didn't do teshuvah. We do not know. We do not know if it is true. Males, therefore, you are getting two. The Gemara says, "So what? Ha, loipsika mils lukaris. It doesn't matter. That does not cash. Just because we do not know if he did tshuva or not, we don't need to know what's the end result. We just need potential. We need potential. Since there is potential of him to remove the kares, that's enough. That's enough for us to say you're only going to get one punishment. You're only getting Malkus. You're not definitely. The din of Mishkederish also is a din of two definites. But if one is a definite, one is a suffix, that is not a violation
obviously,
of Kederish also.
So therefore, had we not done Tshuva, he wouldn't get Malkus.
If we know for a fact that he would not do Tshuva, then he would not get Malkus, because he can't give two.
So this guy should be a smart guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not doing Tshuva. Okay, no Malkus.
No, if you're not doing Tshuva, then you can get Malkus.
Huh?
Are you not, if you're not getting Tshuva, Malkus.
Later on, I'm too Tshuva.
Vayitin the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says the Kaiv Chayis B'Chalfa. Now you have to. That is amazing. The Gemara over here is this Gemara is a real. You got to keep cheshbon. You got to mamish. Have an open mind. I used to make charts for this in the old days. In the unusual days, I used to make charts for this type of Gemara, but not anymore. Not anymore. Okay, so Rabbi Yitzchak says a Chayiv Chayis B'Chalal Haya. No, so Chayve Kresos is Bechlal. Yitaka should get Malkus. Yitaka should get Malkus. Voloma Yotzos Kores Beachos. There's an extra pasuk that says that if a man is Nichshol with his sister, he gets Kores. The pasuk is superfluous. We know that already. Sister is one of the arayas. Oh no! Look, this guy, he's falling asleep.
What's the clown by Karis? What's that possible?
What?
What's the clown that we have for Karis by arayas?
Well, clown. You
said it was a clown. The Yilama Yotzes. What was the clown? You remember the clown?
It says don't. There's a long list. There's a long list of arayos, and then at the end of the parsha, it says that anyone who does these things gets Karis.
Clown. Yeah.
There's a clown. There's a group.
And then afterwards,
and later on another pasuk elsewhere that explicitly says that the person that goes with a sister is chayav karis. It's redundant, superfluous. If the Torah includes a sister in the group, in the general group of the 36 arayos, and the Torah says about all 36, one stamp on all of these relationships, this karis, there's no need for the Torah now to go and say nochamol by a sister this karis. It was bichlal hoya. Thus is the Shita of Yitzchak. There is no Malkus for Chayve Kresos. This is not la halacha. That's not the Mishnah. Fine. Now we go Chad Gadia. What is each one to the other one's possible?
That's why it says Karis by it? Because he doesn't get Malkus?
Yes, only Karis according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Yeah. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, the reason why the Torah says Karis by Chayve is only Karis and not.
Now we got to figure out the other mandam.
What does each one do with the other? And now we're going to go on a long chagad. What does he do with this? What does he do with this? What does he do here? And don't lose cup.
Hold off.
Rabbanon, kares biachoyso ilamali. Why do we need this extra pasuk for the ones
looking at the mandam?
Rabbi Kiva lechalek. And first, the chad teaches a person is born many arayas. All he lines them all up. He lines them all up and he does that with every single one of his chayv 36 times. L'chalik. This all our rice one shot. Like Shabbos. And Zemzach like Shabbos. All the multiple for one shot. Chayv v'chayv al-chazachas.
Many times chorus with shaykh.
What? A person is born every single one of the arayas.
Get 36 cars?
Yes, 36 cars. What does that mean? How does it mean in Shemaim? Whatever it means in Shemaim. Shemaim, whatever. That, we don't know. That's not our problem. That's not our business. In Shemaim, it's chayv a separate car. Maybe the shoyg is chayv carbon. We have to carbon. That's carbon.
The vote.
It does. Shoyg is chayv a carbon for every single one of them.
That's the vote.
So frek the gemara. So now Rabbi Yitzchak, how does he know this? If he needs the pasuk achoyso to teach you. How does he know lechalek? Rabbi Yitzchak lechalek min olei demar snachli min olei shabim zol dili need ida benida as tu maso. There's another pasuk. There's another place that says karis by nida, anida. So that's also superfluous. So that's what it's teaching you. In each because maso lechalek kol ach isha v'yisha. So once we have that pasuk there, so let's follow in the lead of Rabbi Yitzchak and let's learn lechalek from Nida, and an Ela Achaisai will be extra to teach you Kores V'Eloi Malkus. The Gemara says, you're right. Ein Hochinami. Oh, so now the question goes back on the Rabbanan, so therefore, why don't the Rabbanan dash the Achaisai to teach you Malkores V'Eloi Malkus? Kores Achaisai Lomali. Lechaivai, Al Achaisai, V'Al Achaisai, V'Al Achaisai. The person is born, three women, at three, and they're all sisters, all together sister, a mother, an aunt, is his sister from the father and the mother. He's chayiv three.
What's a chiddush in
that? Because you might think that even though we already were machalik from Nida,
right.
But that's only different types of people. But three types of people that have the same shame, they have the same category of sister, a sister from the mother, a sister from the father.
They're three different people.
So what? But it's all one shame. You would be misled to believe you only get one. Kamashlon, you get three. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, Pshita, it's still simplistic. Once already I know that there's a Chiv L'Chalek, if the fact that they're three different people, automatically you're going to get three different punishments. Pshita, Hare, Gufin, Michulokin, Hare, Shemos, Michulokin, the three different Gufin, people, the three different halachas.
They were not Shemos, Michulokin.
Right. Well, we are saying whatever. One woman, and this one woman is your aunt from and your sister from the mother and sister. It's the aunt from the mother, aunt from the father. Okay, it's one woman, and she is your father's sister, your mother's sister, and she's your sister. How in the world do you have a chatim? So you have a person that's all three miles. A person was born on his mother, had two daughters, was born on one of the two daughters, and then had a son, and that son was born on the other daughter. Let's see Rashi clarifies inside. Rishra Baran is aunt. So his aunt is his sister because they both share the same father. It's his father's sister. And it's also his father's sister because they both share the same mother. And it's his mother's sister. Look at Rashi. Easy, very easy. I don't need to talk about Rashi. Birashia Bas Rashia. Kikib Cheshvan. Haba al imay. A man is born on a woman. On his mother. On his mother. Vaholit shtei bonos. Twins. Twin girls.
So there's daughters and there's sisters.
There's daughters and they're his sisters. Correct. Vachazar haba al achas mehen. He's born one of the two, one of his sisters, or one of his
daughters.
Vaholit ben has a son. Now, this son now goes, Ubo Habein al Achoisimoy, on the other twin.
Right.
So that certainly it's his mother's sister, right? It's mother's sister. Shehi Achoisai, it's also his sister. Why is it his sister? Because that woman and his father, they both share the same father. Who is this child's father? The father, and that sister is also his father's sister. How is it his father's sister? Because they share the same mother.
How is it a chayisay?
Let's take a picture.
How is it a chayisay?
You don't have the Yavamis picture book.
How is it a chayisay? also. It doesn't have to be pink, by the way, to do the
right, the lemons. Here is Aleph. Look, this is Aleph, okay? Aleph. Here we have this woman has a son. His name is Bez. He's born his mother.
Nobody has names?
We'll call this. Okay, what names? Sarah. Yitzchak is born Sarah. And has two girls. We'll call them
Leah and Rachel.
Leah and Rachel. Okay, so he's bar on Sarah.
And then afterwards, he's bar on Leah.
This is.
That's.
And afterwards, it's the next step. He's bar on Leah, and he has a son.
And then he's bar on Leah, and has a. Reuven. So now, if Reuven is bar on Rachel.
Right. Because for the specific need, so
then
he said,
"Bar
on her,
and has room." So it's a chos imai. It's a chos avid. That we know. That we know.
How is it? How is the sister of his father? Yeah. Reuven's father is Yitzchak. Yitzchak and Rachel share the same mother.
Right.
So this is the sister to the mother. It's also a sister to the father. How is this to the father? Who is Reuven's father?
Yitzchak.
Who is this woman's father? Yitzchak.
Chos imai chos avid is easy. But how is it a chos soi?
How is it his sister? Because they share. This woman shares the same mother.
Rashi says,
who is Rachel's father?
Same guy, Yitzchak.
Yitzchak. Who is Rachel's father? Yitzchak. So who is Reuven's father?
Yitzchak.
So they share the same father. It's Achos Aviv. Who's Reuven's mother? Reuven's mother is Leah. And who is Yitzchak's mother? And who's Rachel's mother?
Yeah, Sarah.
This is Achos Sai. How is it his sister? It's his sister because they share the same father. Is that clear?
Habasa Shnia, Asura Alapen, Beshleisha Isuri Eva. He a Chaisai. Shall I Shneem Noildu me Av Echot?
Yitzchak. Who is Rachel's father?
He a Chaisai. Shall I Shneem Noildu me Av Echot? But it's not a Chaisai.
That is a Chaisai. What's a sister?
It's not Yitzchak's sister.
It's Reuven's sister. Reuven's sister. Who is Reuven's father?
Yitzchak.
Who is Rachel's father?
Wow.
Yitzchak.
Wow.
They share the same father.
Wow.
So therefore, Reuven and Rachel are brother sister. Who is also his aunt? It's the aunt from the mother. Who is Reuven's mother? Leah. Who is Rachel?
That's
Rachel
easy.
Is his mother. And what about Achos Aviv? Who is Reuven's father? Yitzchak. Rachel is Yitzchak's sister. How is Yitzchak Rachel's sister? Because they both share the same mother.
Right.
They both share Sarah. So it's this one woman is my own sister, my mother's sister, my father's sister. Rishia Bas Rishia.
Nasty.
Incest. I think Eliphaz was this. I think Eliphaz was Rishia Bas Rishia. You know, I think that Eliphaz.
Tata from Amalek.
Amalek, that's what they have the chutzpah.
The Tata from Amalek.
Right. Aliphaz, I'm not mistaken. Look in the article of Chumash. That's how it came out.
Amalek is an anical.
Rishia, you learn a suya of Yehav. This will be a ticket against Esa. Okay, right. Next one, Rabbi Yitzchak. So therefore,
this case over here. What's
so therefore, what is the bottom line right, according to the Rabban? The reason why it says in the Torah, it says the word Achosa. It says. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, the reason why it says according to Chacham is Rishiva Shishvichu. It's not available. Now the question: how does he know this halacha? Rabbi Yitzchak, Chacham, Nafkali Mikal V'Chaymer. I don't need this Mikal V'Chaymer. You know, I know some of them. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Shlal, these are Rabbi Yitzchak. The Beitlis, they went for market. Shel a Ma'um. It was the name of a place. Shahalchu likach behemah lemishta benoy shal rabban gamul. They went to buy an animal for the suddus. Getting married, he's getting married. Mazel tov. He was getting married, and they're buying meat for the meal, and he asked Rav Shalte, it's an emergency. What's the emergency? The emergency is halacha. What is halacha?
I want to see two cases over here.
Sister, yeah,
say, right,
really,
right,
I'm sorry. Amulo, told him, Zolo Shema. I don't know the answer to this question. I will Shema Abba Chamishna. I said, we have Silu Shaila. Abba Chamishna Midas, five Unga Midas, Tel Mechor, Shechai Kolach Ziachas. You chai five times. So why chai five times? Vil Isha Benidas, that was his Kiddush. He dash, and stuck up a Kiddush. A Nida five times, five different women, you chai five times. One prohibition. So they said that the Kodavai is that. It's an official Kodavai. Mali, there's a different bodies. Over here, it's one body. It's one person. Maybe even though there are three different shames, you have only one. So we were such a good kash to the bodies. Excuse me, Kalachal Fadichi. It's not the Kalachal from Shlok up. So this is you're right. We need a pasuk. El, the answer is Rabbi Yitzchak. You know how he knows it? There's another Achoisai. Achoisai Ella, and Nafkalei me Achoisai the Sefer. It says there knows there are two Achoisais. The Brashi quotes the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, "V'ish asher yikach es achoysoi bas or bas imoy v'roes ervosa yir tiras ervosa chesed hu v'nichrusu." That was the makar. V'nichrusu achoysoi le'ene kol bnei amon. That's all the pasuk needed to say. But the pasuk repeats itself. Ervas achoysoi gila avoynoi yisa. So there's an extra clause at the end of the pasuk, and that's where Rabbi Yitzchak is going to darshan the Ribui to teach you one person that's three averos, Rishi b'Afshia. Okay, he opened up for us a new variable. A new variable has been opened up over here to use to make the drasha. So it's the obvious kasha. The obvious kasha is that this is what is the Rabbi Yitzchak finds what he does. What now is the Rabbanah going to do with that word Yidach? The saga continues. Vaita. The idach achoysay the sefer lamali. What we need it for lechayvah nu halach. Ah, and I lechayvah alachoysay basav vasimai. The teacher that a person have a full sister, because nowhere in the Torah does the Torah tell you there's going to be chorus if a person is born on a sister from both the mother and the father. The Torah only gives punishment for a half sister, either from the mother, either from the father. How do you know both together? No, ein einshim min hadin. We need this pasuk to teach you the loch loyma, to teach you kol gufosh and einshim min hadin. Ah, so that's what the Rabbani did with Achayisay for. So now the ball falls back in the court of who? Of Rabbi Yitzchak. How is he going to know? In Einshim and Adin V'idach Ibayisayma Nu'nat Akash Gramam Be'azhara. Because in order to be punished, you have to have a warning and a punishment. So Einachanami, the Torah was very sparing in the punishment. Did not explicitly tell you the halach when it comes to a full sister in the punishment. But when it came to the warning, the Torah was very generous. The Torah said there's going to be a warning for a full sister. So once it was Megaleh, there's going to be a warning by a full sister, that's enough for the punishment to apply to a full sister as well. Gomar Oinesh Me'ashara. Okay? The warning, it says the whole 9 yards. Both.
How do we know that Ashara is for the Oinesh?
What? No, because it doesn't say v'nichrasa. The Ashar just says don't do. And the Ashar doesn't say the v'nichrasa. It just says warning, don't do rashi. We learned this from the Sanhedrin. Remember once we learned Sanhedrin that Moledes Bayis was a very involved sugya. Moledes Bayis, all different words, is a very complicated daf. You did that daf. Vaita, the idach, naftalei. So therefore, that's the answer. V'vayisema, another answer, naftalei. Me'achoyso dureisha. Ah. There's another variable. We keep on opening up more vistas. Corporal punishment. Corporal punishment.
Corporal
punishment. More vistas. Corporal punishment. We have another one. What does Rashi say? The matzil lemichtav ki yikach es bas of vasimai. Right, the pasuk we quoted before. The pasuk we quoted before. The ish asher yikach es achoisai. Bas Avas Imai. Why do we need Es Achaisai?
Bas Avas Imai.
So that word is Naya Vista, Naya word. That's what it is. Now, what's the next Kash? Oh, so now they've opened up for us a whole new opening, new passage. So the saga continues. The Idach. So what now will the Rabbanon do with that pasuk, that new pasuk? Idach amvoyle lechalek lekoris lefatim ulusachum. Needed for in there's a prohibition to lefatim to make. Lefatim means to make the Shema Mishkan. You're not allowed to compose it. That's the right word.
Why not?
You're not allowed to compose. You're not allowed to compose the Shema Mishkan. And then there's another prohibition. After you do, you're not allowed to smear on your body.
Anoint
yourself with it. So what happens if you do both? Is the person chayiv one or two? So it's not clear. There's only one prohibition. There's only one. They're grouped together as one prohibition. The pasuk puts the two together, and therefore, I would think you only can chayiv one if you do both together. We need the word lachoisay dereisha to teach you chayiv two. Oh, but that's not the sugya. In Einoi Tzarech Linyin Zeh, today Lin Acher, we're able to take it from one sugya in Shas and apply it to another sugya in the Torah. That's what we need for Goris Lev Mefatim L'Sach. Let's see the Rashi, just clarify this a little bit complicated. Look at the second line. Mefatim L'Sach, Tahavim Nami Shnei Lavim, Bukharis Achsulam, one Karis, so who's Chosh L'Cholam L'Chalik B'Neim, Kumoyish L'Chalik Barais, in Lu. Okay, right. So the Moshe, now the question goes, oh, but that's what you need it for. So how then does Rabbi Yitzchak, who used up all these certain things, are going to use that pasuk? Use that pasuk for Vidach? Sarah Kavilas, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. You don't need pasuk. It's obvious. Any time the Torah says two details, two lavin, and one punishment, it's ki'ilu, there are two punishments. It's automatically divided. You don't need to do the chalik. It's automatically. There are two lavin. There's one karis. It's automatic. Or you can say, even if you don't look at the I have another reason why you need to chayv too. Ah, another drasha, another opening. We're opening up another vista. What's the dava? Look at Rashi. V'idach, sula k'rabbi lazda. Amar Allah. Look at this long Rashi. Look at this part of Rashi. Shalom b'chol 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 You know, their Rashi is really the next piece to the Gemara. It's an extra pasuk. It's oichem extra pasuk. On the side of the Gemara, it says v'ish sheyishkat es isha dava v'gila es erva savhi v'him es mekar hera v'gil es mekar dameha v'nichru shneim mekar v'amam. So I guess the drasha comes from the word v'ish asha yishkat es isha dava. So what's the drasha? I guess the whole pasuk is extra. I guess I'm assuming here is that this entire pasuk is extra to teach you this halacha. Let me clarify. Daf Yud Dalit on the days, let them sit here in the parish. Okay, so the Nafkalei Meish Vnichsu Ish Dava Parish Shatam Nida Shakaris Pasuk Meus Karis. Okay, the whole pasuk is extra.
So
Nida Husuk Rakhoyim Plain Parish Achneimai. So this whole pasuk is extra. The dance pasuk is extra. So we don't need this. We already know this. So what's it coming for? In Ein it's Sachling in Zeh to Nail the Inyan Limafatim with the Sach. Frag the Gemara the Idach. So now the saga continues. So what's going to do with the Rabbanon? So what do they do with this pasuk? We pasuk of Nida Shavuz the Idach. We go lay lich Rabbi Yochanan. Diyam Rabbi Yochanan Amir Amishum Rabbi Yochanan Yochai Nain Shein Ha'isha Tmei El Chiyetze Mad Ve'Derech Ervasa Anu Halacha. A woman only becomes either when the blood from the rechem comes out the normal way it comes out. But if it comes out through a to the stomach, then it's not tamish. No tumas nidah shemema v'isha yishka v'isha dava v'gila es erva sa. It must be through the erva. So therefore, the dava means her blood flow. Dava is her blood flow. See, it's hashkacha part. We learn this because you know the Chanukah is hoyd shebahoyd. Hoyd shebahoyd is the opposite of dava. Dalid vav hey backwards is hoyd. Hoyd is Klal Yisrael is the matzav of Dava. a lowly state of the blood we were bleeding out at the time of the Ivanim. And Eibusha was mahapich from Dovot to Hoyt. It's not my vart. I couldn't say such a vart. It's very sure. Who would say such a vart? Dovot, you like the vart? So it's Kislev. This is what?
Where did you see it?
Where did I see this? No, I don't remember I saw this. I think maybe in Mishkani, what do you know that's called? Mishkani Levav of Yishkain?
Bavavi. So in Bavavi?
Oh, I think I saw this.
But that talks about.
Very Tifa Sefer.
That's pretty cool. No, it's talking about Kivus Elikim. Bavavi Mishkan Eber?
Yeah.
A lot of volumes.
A lot of volumes.
Talking about Vegas.
He has a lot of very, very, very deep ideas. So Mordek Vod, yeah? Yisha Yishka was Yisha Dovo, the Gilas Ervasa, Malam Yishana Yisha Mitnei Atshayitza, Nada Derech Ervasa, a must come from the Erva. This is the Tumas Erva, this Mamish Mordek, Chanek is all about, that's fine. So Mela, so therefore that the end of the Gemara, we finished the Gemara, it's amazing, therefore that's when the Gemara was so therefore all clear, therefore everything, well, the bottom line is when it says in the past the first Gemara, Chaysai, the bottom line is Machlaikis, Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Rabbanon, which includes Rishon Rabbi Akiva, if it's coming to teach you that there's no Malkois, no Malkois by Karis, only Karis, yes, Malkois, not. Okay. Shears hanging on my head, how come no one comes anymore?
Right here.
How come no one comes anymore?
Because you don't show up, so you expect not to show up.
I was sick. He has to come in a week, this guy. Where happened to him?
He's on vacation. In
California. In California?
He went to Disney World.
Got that?
He went to work house another way.
Oh, yeah, yes. You have his number? You have his number?
How about
that? Well, not him. Gittleman.
Gittleson.
What happened to him?
That's it. He's finished. Done.
You have his number?
I'm not sure if I have his number. You asked me to find it. I forget.
All right. He gave it to me once. I called. There's no one. The number is not working.
What?
No, it's Asa. Asa,
killer.
Asa. Asa. The Tamei Shachas Hakodesh. Bishlam Rachabal because of Tamei. Now we go Tamei Hashachas Hakodesh. So on this Tamei, he eats Kodesh. What is the halacha? He's chayv karis.
Now we're talking about bolamid. He's not eating.
Tamei Shachal Kodesh. Someone who eats. Bishlam for really marginal. No, it says in the Mishnah too. They said there's someone who comes into Bishlam and eats.
Somebody what?
Someone who walks into the base Hamikdash. Someone who eats. So what about, we have both halachas. So Bishlam Habar L'Mikdash Tamei, someone who enters. You enter into the Mikdash in a state of contamination. Chayv Karis, Malkus. Ksiv Oynish Ksiv Asara. Oynish Ksiv Asara. Es Mishnah Shem Tinei. V'nichusa. Asar V'lo Yitam V'es Nachaneim. Ela Tamei Shachal Es HaKodesh. Eating. Bishlam Oynish Panish Ksiv Asara. V'nichusa. V'nevesh Shere Toi Chal Basim V'zim Chashom V'nichusa. 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 Ela Asar Minayin. Where is the Asara for eating? Eating kodesh to serve tuma. So the Gemara says, "Resh Lakosh Shemam b'chol kodesh lo siga." Oh, do not touch. Oh, siga does not mean eat. In einoy tzarch l'nyin zeh tnei l'nyin acher. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Elas hara b'chol kodesh lo siga v'darshinu le l'kamon asar lo oichal." The Gemara is going to ask later on of Rashi lo siga. Do not touch. Do not touch. It's give me an einoy tzarch. Okay, right. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tane Bardula. You know him? Bardula. Tane Bardula. Asya Tumasai Gzeira Shave. Sifacha Vitumasai Olav. It says here, Vitumasai, where? By eating. Uksiv Hasam Tameyia Oi Tumasai Bai. And it says, this pasuk on the side of the Gemara, it says, by mace. Kumagia be mace. Benefesh Adam Vashad Yamasulay Yishadam Yamasulam Timayan Rasoni comes in and Babia. Ki may nida loizak love tamaya oitumasi bai, we make a xerishav machila to bia. Got it? A xerishava. It says here tumasai by the parasha of eating, and it says tumasai by the parasha of entering. Xerishava links the punishment for both. Vaita. Malahalon oinish viasav kan oinish viasara. Fact the Gemara Bishlam Reish Shalom Galam Gemara Bishlam Kodesh Shlakish Reish Shlakish Le'amak Rabbi Yochanan Gzeirah Shav Le'gamir does not make the Gzeirah Shav to Masdasi El Rabbi Yochanan Matam Le'amak Reish Shlakish. Why did Rabbi Yochanan like the Reish Shlakish? I'm going to tell you the reason why. He did reason why he didn't want to make the drasha. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Gzeirah Shav fine. El Rabbi Yochanan Matam Le'amak Reish Shlakish. But why did Rabbi Yochanan say like Reish Shlakish? Reish Shlakish was the one who said darshin lo siga, right? It says lo siga. B'chol kodesh lo siga. B'chol kodesh lo siga. We darshin that in reference to eating. Amlchano. And that I need that for a different drasha. That's for truma. Ahu asaru l'truma. That's teaching me do not eat truma in a state of contamination. It's not available to do not eat kodosh in a state of contamination. Look at Rashi. Rashi says l'negias truma. It's not even coming to teach you eating truma. It's teaching a prohibition: do not touch truma when you are in a state of contamination. It's not available. It's not available. Oh, so now the question falls back on Reish Lakish. How then does he know the prohibition? Do not touch truma when a person is tamei. But Reish Lakish, I saw the truma in Olay. Nafkalei mivi ish mizera aharon v'utsru oizav. And the pasuk goes on to say, look on the side of the Gemara, ish mizera v'utsru oizav b'kadoshim lo yoichal. Do not eat arasher yitar v'hanoi geya b'chol tamei nefesh. So therefore, Ezehu Dava Shushab Zar Shal Aaron, remember Zot Truma, and the pasuk goes on to say, Lo Siga. Pasuk goes on to say, "Ish asher anogeh b'chol tmei nefesh." That pasuk here says, "It says do not eat." So the pasuk of touching chuga, that pasuk.
That's Reish Lakish has that as well from
there. V'idach. Oh, so why don't we use that pasuk over there? No, that pasuk is teaching v'udach l'achil v'hol negiyah. No, that pasuk is not good because that pasuk is only teaching you achil. It's not touching negiyah. Reish Lakish. Okay, fine, that's it. And the other man says, no, the other man says, so what? Doesn't make a difference. The pasuk can teach me both. The pasuk can indeed teach me both, therefore it's not a kasha. So the bottom line over here is, it goes back to the first study. What is that pasuk coming to teach? According to one man, the other is teaching you the halacha that do not eat kodoshim in a state of tumah. In ein oitzach le'in in zet le'in acher the moment when the one and according to the other mandem, no, it's not available for that drash because we need to draw the pasuk for what? For teruma. And the other mandem says we can. And I truma have another pasuk for truma from the zav zayrish al aron. Other says no, we need two pasukim, one for negiyah, one for achila. Okay, fine.
It's amazing, by Reish Lakish before he says he doesn't know nexeris shava. It is loy hayabim seirosa shereish lakish.
It's not tradition, right?
Which is amazing because Reish Lakish, what kind of seir did he have a chlal?
Ah, because he was a Baal Tshuva.
Yeah,
he was a bandit.
Kind of
so maybe he did that. Maybe he went back to his roots. Maybe he comes from Magval Yichus. And just temporarily, when he became Arois, temporarily. And now he came back. He was Chayze Veshuv. He came back to his roots.
My Khan's nephew told me last week also, the Marshal says, it was only by Reish Lakish that he was learning Torah Shalei Lishma, that we say Matresh is Kaych Shalotam. If a person learns Torah Lishma, it's not Matresh is Kaych Shalotam. He wanted a sister, Rabbi Yochanan. But it was not Lishma at that time. Whatever.
The concept of
that? Well, yeah,
nephew.
I'll tell you a story. Rabbi Shor. Rabbi Shor was in Camp Tarvadas. And he was playing baseball, and he hit the ball out of the park. So one of the guys...
How long ago was that?
Obviously when he was 20 years old or something like that. So he says, Hey, Rabbi Shor, I thought Torah is Matashis Karcha. So he said, your answer. He says, it depends if you're learning Torah Lishma, you're not learning Torah Lishma.
That's what he says, what he said?
Yeah.
I thought you would say, you could imagine what I would have done if I didn't learn Torah, how far would have hit it? You think that's something? You can imagine what it would have been if I didn't learn Torah.
Good story, tomorrow. No?
I'll tell it over tomorrow.
Wait a minute, let's go back to Aleph Beis. What was the Aleph Beis? According to Reish Lakish, the person who's tummy may not, one who's tummy may not enter into, one who's tummy may not eat from this pasuk. But don't we need this pasuk for the obvious? For the obvious, when we buy the obvious kasha. Okay, the Gemara is soif maisa. The Nachshav Tehillim, the Gemara we're saying over here is, but wait a minute. How do we start off according to Reish Lakish? B'chol kodesh lo siga. This is teaching me that if a person is tameh, he is not allowed to eat. He's going to be punished for eating kodashim when he's tameh. But the pasuk is discussing touching, not eating. The itmar.
Or you just not said it's not a problem.
I just kept on telling you, do not worry, just because it says it's right. So now the Gemara clarifies that point. Right. So the Gemara says the Itmar, Tomei Shenoga Bekoidish. What talk is Allah? Shlok Shalom Leike. Have Yachem Ein Leike. Shlok Shalom Leike. Bechol Kosh Loi Sigur Beferish. Have Yachem Ein Leike. Akul Atzol Lachum Mokud Yasa. The Gemara Tomei Shenoga Bekoidish. The Gemara says, no, it's not a Kash. And for the Gemara, Tomei Shenoga Bekoidish. Mida Afki Rachman Loshon Negiya. Ashara, we know that someone who is Noga, the answer is someone who is Tomei Shenoga Bekoidish. Mida Afki, the task is really discussing eating. But because the Pasuk said Beloshon Negiya, it teaches you both. Ashara, Itakush Koidesh Lemikdash. Now let's see Rashi to explain this better. Rashi says, Tomei Shenoga Bekoidish, Terutsuhu to Matarish Shlakish. Is that what the Gemara is really explaining? There are two things. We're able to learn out. The Rashi over here is not explaining. Explaining we have two things it's teaching us. It's teaching us eating and it's teaching us touching. Rashi over here in the parish explains. The Itzgash Kodesh Lamikdash, Chukdash, that's the next piece of Gemara. Kodesh Lamikdash, Shnevacho Kodesh Lamikdash, Avodesh Lamikdash. Okay, so he's not explaining what the real. No one is explaining over here. I guess look at the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Pasuk says, when the Gemara started off, when the Gemara started, or the Gemara says, when the Gemara started off, Chol Kodesh Lamikdash. Okay, look at Oisei on the side of the Gemara. So the pasuk says, "Do not touch a woman." The pasuk is dealing with a woman who was a woman as a boy. 33 days, she's tahar. But b'chol kodesh lo sigal v'mis lo savay ayim lo simay tahara. So do not touch. Okay, for some reason, I don't know why, the Gemara is not explaining that the Pasuk is really focusing on the eating. It's a given, the eating. But because the way the Pasuk expressed it was Belasha, and the way it was expressed was with the word of Negiya, we learn both. And that's only by the Ashara. How do you know the punishment? Because it says we compare Ramakish eating to coming into the Beis HaMikdash. What does it say? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says the Ashara, the Itakush Koidesh LeMikdash. We compare the prohibition to eat to the prohibition to enter. And just like entering the Tzoyt B'chiyah, there's a Kara, so too, even touching, eating, touching and eating both. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains the detail. Mida Itakush Koidesh LeMikdash. Okay, it's the second one on Rashi. Got it?
Yeah.
The second one on Rashi. B'chai Kor B'chol Kodesh LeStigo, V'yelanus LeSavoy, V'zishun L'Kamon, Ma Mikdash. Just like coming into the Mikdash in a state of tumah, yesh be'as haras so in the tilas neshama shavu la mikdash tamei bekares. Afas haras kodesh, so to the asar of kodesh, davar sheish when it tilas neshama, so to when it comes to kodesh, a davar v'chaynu achilu. That's the answer to my kasha. So it's all part of this. All part of the answer. We compare kodesh to mikdash. Mikdash the chi of kares. So when it comes to kodesh, must be a kares. That's the raya. Okay, that answers my kasha. Because since the pasuk compares entering in the mikdash instead of tumah to touching has to be. There's a case of kares. There is nowhere in the Torah that we find kares for touching. We don't find that. So it has to then, by no choice to enter because of the gzereshah, because of the hekish, it must be when it says losiga. It means eating. But the fact the Torah expressed eating in terms of touching is a prohibition to touch as well. There won't be kares for touching, but at least there will be a prohibition. Okay, so that's the raya. That explains everything. Now we got the whole thing is clear.
Fantastic.
Bait in the Gemara. I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. There's a naya halacha. Even everything is good, all systems are go. The meat is kodesh, your kodesh, alt is good. But the kohen did not yet put the blood on the mizbeach. So there's a prohibition. You're not allowed to partake of the meat before you put blood on the mizbeach. Who violated this principle? Who's the one of those? Chofni upinchas. They were in a rush. They took their pitchfork and they took the good choice piece of meat before the Kohanim put the blood on the Mizbeach. That was the Chet by Shiloh. It was Choraf. So that, where's the prohibition? Why was it us? So we need it from. It says do not eat kodesh. It makes no difference if lozhik is achas shrika. What do we mean? So Rashi explains.
Was it a
rabbi
doing it? That's
that
was it.
The Omar. You would think before Tumma. Tamaloy ma kol tar lo yochal bas v'nev shel yochal. Hanita le tahayim l'chayav ma'olam mishum Tumma. She'ainu l'chayav ma'olam mishum Tumma. So therefore we need. So therefore we sing of yachal. Let's say it's like l'achila. No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The person is tamei. Not like I told you. The person is tamei. When it says l'fnei zrika, it means the person is still tamei. Okay, let's clarify this point. The person is tamei because we need this pasuk to teach you the tamei shachos v'kodesh. The tamei. It's the fresh in the Gemara. The Gemara says this. I'm sorry. Look at the Gemara one more time. The tamei shachal v'sakos l'fnei zrika stamim. Okay, I'm not too long. So that's not Chachmei Pinchas. I made a mistake. You have over here a person. You have over here a person who is Tamei. Lifnei Zrikas Tamim. You have here a person who is Tamei Lifnei Zrikas Tamim. Yeah? So he's Tamei. Lifnei Zrikas Tamim. It's not Roy Rachilo. If it's not Roy Lachila, it's like Ein Isra Chalal Isra, a type of din like that. Since already there's a prohibition why I'm not allowed to eat this meat because it's Lifnei Zrika, you cannot now be Mechayev Mibnei Tuma. There's a more fundamental reason why I'm not going to be I'm not allowed to eat this piece of meat. So therefore, that's Machlekes. The person whose tummy eats Basel Lifnei Zrika's Tum, is he Chayev also Mishum Tuma, or is already Chayev already because of the Basel, because the Basel is not allowed to eat? The Itma. The pasuk says, as a matter of fact, it's across the board. The only reason why we know that you're not allowed to eat basar in the state of Tuma is only through the Gzeres Shava. He did not use this pasuk to teach us kashim. This pasuk Lefi Reish Rabbi Yochanan was used for Truma. Remember? Two lines above? He used this pasuk for Truma. He did not use this pasuk for Kadashim. V'chik Siv Tumasai, and the only we had a Gzeres Shava, V'chik Siv Tumasai, Li'achaz Riga Udutsev. And the Gzeres Shava was only Li'achaz Riga. So therefore, who the sif? So the Gemara says, "Ihi mibuchol kodesh nafka." Sein achnami. He knows it from a ribui. The way he's going to learn the halacha of according to Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish, af lifnei zrika. In achnami, so we do not know it from this pasuk. The way we know it is from the word, chol. Tani Chavos say Dereish Lakish. From Bechol, the word Bechol. All right, I have to do this again tomorrow.